In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, the free gift of our salvation can be lost. If temptation were no danger to Christians, the Lord would not have told us to pray, "Lead us not into temptation." Now, when we pray, "Lead us not into temptation," it is sort of confusing. It seems to be saying that God wants to tempt us, but we hope that he won't. So Luther just comes out and says, "God tempts no one, period." And then he goes on from there. He has James 1 on his side, but he doesn't reconcile that to what these words of the Lord's Prayer literally are saying. Others have said, maybe, "Lead us not into temptation" means "Don't let us fall to temptation," or "Don't permit us to succumb to temptation," maybe. But then the sixth petition and the seventh petition would mean exactly the same thing. Other options. Does "lead us not into temptation" mean the same thing as "deliver us from evil," as I just said? Does "lead us not" mean "do not permit"? Those explanations don't work, at least not grammatically. You can't turn the word "lead" into "permit." They do mean different things. One is causing something to happen, the other is just allowing it to happen. So does God sometimes lead us into temptation? If you will remember two things, the whole problem will be resolved. It is true that God tempts no one, but God does test people. He tested Abraham by commanding him to sacrifice his son. He tested Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden by putting the tree of the knowledge of good and evil there for them not to eat. And of course, he tested his son Jesus to see if he would really fully obey and devote himself to his Father's will. God tempts no one, but he does test his children to a greater or lesser extent. Moses told the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 8, "And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not." And St. James says in chapter 1, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." God does not tempt, but he does test. Second, remember that there is a difference. Remember that we are praying, "Lead us not into temptation." We do not pray, "Do not tempt us." There's a difference. If I lead you into the boxing ring, that doesn't mean that I'm the one who's going to spar with you. I might be the referee who's going to stop the match before things get too rough. If I'm your sergeant and I lead you into battle, that doesn't mean that I'm the one who's going to shoot at you. I might be the one who's going to lead you out of battle again into victory. So also, God sometimes may lead us into temptation, but he does not tempt. So also, Job was tempted not by God, but by the devil, though God permitted it to happen, led him into temptation, so to speak. And pay close attention to what is said when our Lord Jesus was tempted. "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil." God the Holy Spirit led him into temptation, but God did not tempt. God tested, and in the end, he sent his angels to strengthen Jesus. This is why "lead us not" actually does mean "don't permit." And God is the one in charge, but he is not the one who is opposing us. Temptation is bad, and it is dangerous. When we pray, "Lead us not," our prayer is like that of our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane. "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." We should, therefore, pray against temptation. So we have said that salvation can be lost, temptation is bad, God does not tempt, but God does sometimes lead people into temptation. And that last point raises a big question. Why would God lead us to places and situations in which we could be tempted? Why would he allow the devil to tempt us at all? First of all, temptations are sometimes a punishment and result of our own sins. If you commit certain kinds of sins deliberately against your conscience, the next time the temptation will be greater. It's easier to fall into temptation the next time. Start fornicating, and it's hard to stop. Start seeking glory and honor from others, and it's hard to give that up. Start acting out on your anger, and the next time it's much easier to fly into a rage. In the book of Judges, chapter 2, the Lord became angry at Israel's disobedience, and he punished them with more testing. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he said, "Because this people have transgressed my covenant that I commanded their fathers and have not obeyed my voice, I will no longer drive out before them any of the nations that Joshua left when he died, in order to test Israel by them, whether they will take care to walk in the way of the Lord as their fathers did or not." But that's not the only reason. Often the Lord is simply testing us to see if our faith and love in him is genuine. That's what happened with Job. And even Adam and Eve, who were sinless in every way, were tested with the tree to see if they would believe God's word about what good and evil is and obey that word. Then, this trial and temptation is also meant by God to make us humble, to remind us of how weak we are. Just as we must always pray, "Forgive us our trespasses," because we constantly sin and are never perfect in this life, so also we must always pray, "Lead us not into temptation," because we are never so strong in this life that temptation ceases to be a threat. And finally, God sometimes tests us or permits us to be tempted for this reason, so that we will rely on him, so that we will see that God and his grace are stronger than the temptations, stronger than the devil. This free gift of your salvation can be lost, but God gives it ever freely. He loves to forgive you. He sent his son Jesus to endure temptation, conquer it, suffer on the cross for you and your salvation, and to rise victorious from the grave. Come to him for help. He offers you forgiveness for your past sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit to strengthen you for the future. To him be glory. Amen.